It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Yo.
Broadcasting live to New York, Bloomberg 1130, to Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 991, to Boston, Bloomberg 1200, to San Francisco, Bloomberg 960, to the country, Sirius XM Channel 119, and around the globe, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app at Bloomberg.com. This is Taking Stock.
I'm Kathleen Hayes, live today at the U.S. Tennis Open. Sitting across from a man we're going to be talking to shortly, he rose from a humble family in Pelham, New York, a local boy, I should say. Immigrant Italian parents, served in the U.S. military, and has risen to be one of the most influential people in the game of tennis, a tennis coach who has worked with the likes of Andre Agassi, Jim Courier, Monica Seles, a tennis Hall of Famer. Yes, Nick Bollettieri. He joins us every year here at the Open, and I'm very pleased that we're going to be speaking to him again in just a moment. Now we're speaking to Charlie Pellett. He's in our Bloomberg newsroom with a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I thank you very much, Kathleen Hayes, following the markets for you on this first trading day of September. Looking at a mixed picture right now, we've got the Dow and S&P both trading lower. NASDAQ is higher. Treasuries climbing. The dollar falling as unexpected malaise in manufacturing has traders trimming wagers that the Federal Reserve will boost interest rates this month. Crude oil declined below $44 a barrel after U.S. government data showed crude stockpiles at the highest seasonal level in more than two decades. West Texas Intermediate crude down 3.2% today, dropping $1.42 a barrel to $43.28. Brent is down 2.7%. Gold up 5.70 the ounce to 13.13, a gain there of 0.4%. The 10-year up 3/32 with a yield of 1.57%. Apple CEO Tim Cook says he is confident the company will win a court fight over its tax arrangement with Ireland.
I have faith that eventually what is just and right will occur. And I don't believe the journey to get there will be all roses by any means. I think there will be ebbs and flows of it.
Cook was interviewed by Irish broadcaster RTE. Apple shares up 0.3%, now at 106.42. Again, the S&P down 4 to 2166, a drop of 0.2%. 3:32 on Wall Street. Now let's look at other news from around the world.
Thank you, Charlie. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Jill Schneider. This news update is brought to you by Blue Jeans Prime Time. All hands meetings are for the people in the room. Blue Jeans Prime Time brings everyone face-to-face over video. Go to BlueJeans.com, click the radio mic to get Prime Time free for your next all hands. Hermine is now a hurricane. The National Weather Service says the storm continues to move toward the Florida Panhandle. It's expected to make landfall there late tonight or tomorrow. It was a violent month in Chicago, the deadliest month, in fact, that the city has seen in two decades. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the city needs tougher gun laws to keep people caught with illegal weapons behind bars.
It's the same individuals committing these crimes. This year to date, 85% of the non-fatal and fatal gunshot victims are on what we call a strategic subject list. Those are individuals that are choosing this lifestyle.
There were 90 murders and more than 470 shooting victims in Chicago last month. The U.S. met its goal of admitting 10,000 Syrian refugees about a month ahead of schedule, with the bulk of the group settling in San Diego. David Murphy, executive director of the International Rescue Committee's San Diego office, says many are simply hoping to start over.
They're coming to San Diego to begin a new chapter in their life. They are traumatized. They have been through a lot.
A New Jersey man is facing charges after authorities say he racked up more than $20,000 in Easy Pass tolls and fees. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says 42-year-old Lavert Caldwell III was stopped after failing to post a payment in a Staten Island toll lane earlier this week. Global News 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,600 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Jill Schneider. This is Bloomberg. Charlie?
And we thank you. And again, recapping a mixed picture for U.S. equities. We've got the Dow and S&P lower. NASDAQ is higher. S&P 500 index down 4 to 2166, a drop there of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Live at the U.S. Open here in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Queens. I'm Kathleen Hayes, Pim Fox on vacation this week. But, you know, I'm not even noticing because I have a tennis legend sitting down with me now to talk about the passion and the business of training champions. Nick Bollettieri almost needs no introduction, the founder of the famous IMG Tennis Academy down in Florida. He is a man who has worked with Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, and so many, many more. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Well, I always look forward to this, and I'm trying to get a tip how to make a little bit more money without having to be on the tennis court.
Well, then you just got to listen to Taking Stock every single day on Bloomberg Radio, and I'm sure you'll pick up more than enough ideas. In terms of your work over the years, how has it changed in the sense of, was it different when you first started out, what you coached people on, how you had to work with them compared to where it is now? It seems like every sport, the level of play has escalated.
And there's a reason why. All the sports have become more physical. Physical. Yes, you can have talent, but you also have to be physically strong, mentally strong, and then have a team. You need a team. But the game has changed because equipment has changed, the whole outlook. 15, 20 years ago, you can get away with a weakness. Today, you can't get away with weakness. Two shots that they thought were taboo, the drop shot, swinging volley are two big weapons today. But to be a top professional, you cannot have a weakness. This is why Djokovic sort of fits in the category. He does everything extremely well. But you cannot have a weakness in professional tennis today.
Well, that's your job then, to make sure that from the youngest ages, kids are strong. Kids have their basic skills. One of my colleagues here on the Bloomberg Radio team has a niece in Israel who at the age of 9 is already training 4 hours a day.
I don't know whether that's right, though. If you look at Richard Williams, he trained his daughters to not let them play any tournaments until they're 13 and 14 years old.
Oh, Serena and Venus's dad.
That's
Richard
right.
Williams,
and
yes.
And a great friend of mine. Remember, as Jimmy Connors said many years ago, it's not the quantity of practice, it's the quality of practice. So just because you put in 4 to 6 hours a day, that doesn't mean you're going to reach higher levels. It's constructive practice. And at 8 years old, the bones, tissues have not grown together. You have to be very, very careful.
So what kind of investment does a parent have to assume they're going to make if they have a kid who, that you know, that you give them a tennis racket as a little one, and they swing it, and they love it, and you see the talent, and you want to invest in that kid's talent. What kind of investment is it?
Why has America lacked in top players the last few years? But right now, Martin Blackman and USCA, with Katrina Adams, they have a great group of youngsters coming up. It's expensive, dear. When I started the Nick Bollettieri Tennis Academy, now the IMG, we scholarshiped a lot of people. Tennis is very, very expensive. That's why the USCA is helping them. IMG helps certain players. The cost today for youngsters saying they're not going to go to college, but they're going to go out and tour with a coach, playing 20$10,000 events, $150,000. Today's sponsors are not like they used to be. You play his racket. You play his clothes. They're very selective. Today, you have to be in the top 70 or 80 of the world to make some money. It's not that easy, dear.
Okay, on the men's side, got to ask you, we've got Novak Djokovic, we've got Andy Murray, Rafa Nadal's playing off the well for a guy whose knees have been so beaten up.
And watch out there for that man down from Brazil there. I mean, the big Del Potro. And look at Cilic last year at the U.S. Open. Played two of the greatest semifinals and finals in the history of the Open. He went to sleep for a year, but he's awake now. He's off the charts how he's playing. Gregarious. Theme. You have a lot of good players. Kei Nishikori. But right now, Djokovic and Murray probably have to be considered the favorites.
Serena Williams, the...
She's playing. I saw her practice today. I waved to her. She has an outstanding coach, Patrick. She seems to be healthy again. And if she plays like she did coming out in that first round, she was on fire. She will break Steffi's record.
So who could beat her among the women? Who would you say she better watch out for?
You know, in today's, you cannot say the top dogs will win. You have the rabbits. And the ladies have Gerber, Mukarosa, Halep, have several good players that if the top dogs let up just a little bit, they can be beaten there.
Well, and maybe if they'd had a coach like Nick Bollettieri, well, they'd be unstoppable. Thank you so much, Nick.
And by the way, I have a new site called nickbollettieri.com. It's $10 for the whole year, how to greet your children, how to play high school tennis, how to go to college. God bless everybody.
I'm Kathleen Hayes. This is Bloomberg. Coming up, as we continue our live coverage at the U.S. Open here in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Queens, an avid tennis fan, a bond expert, John Musso from Cumberland Advisors on Bloomberg Radio.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.